Harbor Bar employee Gina Stafford told the city council that economic times were tough in Petersburg, businesses were struggling, and she thought the anti-smoking ordinance would make things worse, particularly for the town's two public bars, Keto's Cave and the Harbor.
I think it would affect, let alone the two businesses that have been around for a very long time, who have good rapport and, you know, and history of Petersburg. I feel that people would lose employment as well. They would not be busy enough to employ the people they do.
The economy was also the focus for Peter Brantuas, an employee at Keto's Cave. Speaking for himself, Brantuas told the council it shouldn't even be considering the ordinance now.
There are issues in this community that are much more far-reaching than a smoking ban. Individual things that this council could be discussing, cannery closures, canneries bringing up half their staff, a lack of the fishing industry being in this community, being pushed away to other places and other towns. This council could be dealing with that issue. This council could be trying to come up with new ways to bring industry into this town. And a smoking ban is the last thing that this council needs to be discussing or that this town needs to be voting on.
Brantuas urged the council to shelf the smoking ordinance for a year. But the fact that the measure would ultimately be up to the voters was key for Ben Johnson. Johnson disclosed that part of his income is from the state's tobacco prevention and control program. Because of that, according to Johnson, he couldn't speak for or against the ordinance itself. However, speaking for himself, Johnson supported putting the measure to a vote. He criticized comments he's heard likening that effort to Big Brother, the all-powerful totalitarian dictator from George Orwell's novel 1984.
And the number one reason why I don't like the term Big Brother is I don't think anyone expects or asks this council to pass an ordinance that would ban smoking. I think what everyone's looking for is that you guys come to some language that's agreeable to everybody, and the public can decide what they think about this ordinance and a vote this fall. We're not expecting some shady dude looking at us through a TV in some Orwellian nightmare. I'd like to see it on the ballot. I'd like to be able to make my choice then and make my opinion be known at that time.
Johnson later told the council that personally he liked the idea of not having smoking in workplaces and bars. At the same time, he had concerns about the wording of the ordinance, and he thought it needed some work. Johnson was the only member of the public who said something positive about the measure Monday. The other four local residents who spoke were opposed. Hillary Whitethorn is part owner of Keto's Cave.
As bar owners, we have a lot of regulations that are set forth that we deal with on a daily basis, and we take great lengths to uphold the laws, and I think we do a really good job. But those are laws that are set forth by our state and federal governments, and I think that until this is a federal mandated law, I don't think it's anybody else's business what we choose to do with our businesses.
Scow Bay resident Willie Herf also came in to testify after hearing some of the discussion on the radio. Herf, who stopped smoking 5 years ago, emphasized that was a personal choice, and he thought businesses should have the same option.
I would ask you to still give people a choice in business to decide for themselves.
There were only four councillors present at Monday's meeting, one of whom, Mark Jensen, voted against the ordinance in its first reading last week. Rather than take the second vote Monday, Jensen suggested postponing it until it could be revised by a committee of local residents. As it stands now, Jensen thought the wording was too restrictive.
I've got a friend that has a welding business. He doesn't smoke, but his son does. He wouldn't be able to smoke there anymore. He wouldn't be able to smoke in any of their vehicles. That's how this is written. Another thing that I've been thinking about, I was wondering if boats tied in the harbor come under this ban.
As currently written, the ordinance would prohibit smoking in all enclosed places of employment. Among other things, the specific list of enclosed workplaces includes vehicles. Councillor John Haverlick, who originally proposed the measure, had no objections to making some amendments.
I'd be, very open to any amendments the public would have to it to make it clearer and, more concise, naturally, because, I see it, cars, trucks, boats as private property, and I wouldn't see an amendment of this speaking to those. But if we need to spell that out, I would be very open to that.
Rather than move forward with the measure Monday, the council agreed to create an ad hoc committee that could revise and clarify the wording. Mayor Al Dwyer expected it would include about 7 people with a mix of interests.
And what it would do is probably have somebody like Hillary, who's in the business, and somebody like a non-smoker who is interested in getting this thing passed, mm-hmm. somebody who's interested in not getting it passed, and somebody who's interested in getting this amended, mm-hmm. so all the ambiguities are out of it.
Like Dwyer, Councillor Dan Hickman thought the issue should go before the voters. At the same time, he had a number of concerns about the impacts of the ordinance as well as its wording.
However, since this is a ballot issue, I would like to simply point out that all the people who are interested in serving on the committee, please step up to the plate and help with writing an ordinance that is acceptable and covers the bases.
The city is asking for letters of interest from people who'd like to serve on the committee. In the meantime, the mayor and 3 councilors who were present Monday voted unanimously to postpone the second reading of the ordinance until the May 17th council meeting. Councilors Rick Braun, Sue Flint, and Ed Sarf were out of town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.